Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up. Come to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. The world won't get no better if we just let it be. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Breaking up with Linda Michelle.
Ah, you said it, girl.
Jerry Kelly.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Say woo.
Breaking up. We share and care with love all through the land. Communicate and collaborate.
They want
to break
it up.
We give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
They
want
to.
Well, good evening, good night, good afternoon, good morning, wherever you're listening in to Waking Up with Linda McShann from. We welcome you in. This show is sponsored by CUC, Community Unification and Collaboration, a nonprofit organization that has skilled advisors and consultants to meet the need in education, workshops, training, and most of all, youth life skills. Remember the name, CUC. I'm going to share one of my favorite quotes with you from one of my favorite mentors, Daisaku Keita. Our voices resonate with life because this is so it can touch the lives of others. The caring and compassion imbued in voice finds passage to the listener's soul, striking his or her heart and causing it to sing out. The human voice summons something profound from deep within and can even compel a person into action. That is by my mentor, Daisaku Keita. So hello out there, Japan. How you doing? We love you. We're going to get going here. This is Tele Tuesday. And we have Stephanie Haynes coming on with us, the author of The Healing of the Room, with Break Away from Other People's Expectations. That's going to be a good one. So what you want to do is get out plenty of pads and pencils, because you know that Stephanie has some information for you. And before we get going, this is what's going to happen when you listen, 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 and make those changes. Break away. Welcome in.
It's been a while. I'm not who I was before. You look surprised. Your words don't burn me anymore. Been meaning to tell ya, but I guess it's clear to see. Don't be mad. It's just a brand new kind of me. Can't be bad. I found a brand new kind of free. He's the one that we should blame. Had to grab my heart back. God knows something had to change. Thought that you'd be happy. I found the one thing I need. Why you mad? It's just a brand new kind of me. It took a long, long time to get here. Took a brave, brave girl to try. It took one too many excuses, one too many lies. Don't be surprised, don't be surprised if I talk a little louder, if I speak up when you're wrong, if I walk a little taller. I've been under you too long. If you notice that I'm different, I'm taking personal things. Don't be mad, it's just a brand new kind of me. It ain't bad, I found a brand new kind of free. Oh, it took a long time.
That's right. I guess she broke away from other people's expectations. And here with us this evening is Stephanie Haynes, the author of The Healing of the Wound, that's going to share with us the methods of how to get this done. Stephanie, good evening. How are you?
Good evening, Linda. I'm doing great. And yourself?
I am doing wonderful. And you know I put it out here. Thank you so much for coming on and hearing and sharing with us and enlightening us and educating us. You're a busy lady out there. Lots of things happening. We love you. And we're going to be talking about these expectations here. So I'm just going to say, I'm going to turn it over to you. Get us going here. Thank you.
All right. So good evening, listeners. So tonight's topic will be on breaking away from other people's expectations. So, you know, so we need a balance, you know, our independence in what we should, you know, seek for. And it is our own ability to trust and depend on your higher self and yet establish your individual identity. Now, to establish a balance and dependence in our life, there are seven things that we must do. So at this time, I want everybody to make sure you had a pen and a paper, because we're going to write down some things that we need to kind of look at. All right? So don't let people around you determine your values or your behavior patterns. Now, it appears that everyone expects something a little different, but one thing for sure is that they all expect you to keep them happy and give them what they want. Now, many times the expectation of people, what they put on us, We accept those. And sometimes they can be unrealistic. Now, if you want to have confidence, you have to stop being a superwoman, saying yes to everything and everybody. Now, realize you have limitations and that you cannot keep all the people happy all the time. Now, statistics prove that 10% of people will never like you, so stop trying to have a perfect record with everyone and start celebrating who you are. Now, people who knows how to live independently do not allow the moods of other people to alter theirs. Now, when an unhappy person is unsuccessful in making you unhappy, they begin to respect and admire you. Even people who seek to control you, disrespect you, if you allow them to do it. I want to encourage you to be your own person. Don't live under the tyrant of other people's expectations. Next, learn to cope with criticism. No matter what you do in life, someone will criticize you, so you must learn to cope with it and not let it bother you. Now, criticism is very difficult for most of us, and a person's self-image can be damaged by one critical remark. We must know our own heart and not allow others to judge us. People are fickle. They love you when you are doing everything they want you to do and are quick to criticize when just one little thing goes wrong. Sometimes the people who are criticized the most are the ones who try to do something constructive with their lives. It amazed me how people who do nothing wants to criticize those who try to do something and make something out of their lives. Now, you may not always do everything right, but at least you are attempting to do something to make the world a better place, and to help stop hurting people. Now, each time someone criticizes you, try making a positive affirmation about yourself to yourself. Don't just stand by and take in everything everyone wants to dump on you. Establish an independence. Have your own attitude about yourself and don't be defeated by criticism. Now, do something outrageous. Do something that people won't expect. Keep your life interesting and keep other people from thinking they have you tucked away nicely in a little old box of their own design. Now, we are not created to merely do the same thing over and over until it has no meaning. We are creative beings in the universe. Doing something outrageous means different things to different people. Keep life fresh and exciting, not by doing stupid things, but by being outrageously creative and different. Say no when you need to. Everyone who says yes to everyone all the time is headed for trouble. When people want you to do something, definitely won't be happy if you tell them no. But sooner or later, you must decide if you're going to spend your life making other people happy at the expense of never being happy yourself. Now, there should always be times when we do things for other people just because we want them happy. Even if the things they is not what we would prefer doing. Now, to live that way all the time, however, is not healthy. Next, spend time with people who give you space to be yourself. Some people are always trying to get you to conform to preset patterns, but there are those rare individuals who actually encourage individuality and non-conformality. Now, we should spend time with people who respect and affirm us. To nurture healthy relationships, we must give people space and freedom. Get away by yourself to reflect, read, pray, meditate, and just be quiet for several days at a time. It's wonderful to be married to someone who is secure enough to encourage you to be who you are and help you celebrate your uniqueness and individual needs. Now, if you are tired of living on the beaten path that everyone else walked on all the time, then venture into the woods. Now, some people would be afraid that they would get lost. Confident woman expects to have new experiences that might be outrageously wonderful. Now, if we want to be encouraged in our own individuality and independence, we must sow the same type of freedom and respect into other people's lives as well. Live and let live should be our motto. Spend time with people who encourage you in your quest to be an individual. Find friends who give you space to be yourself. Space to make mistakes and respect your boundaries. Have your own opinion. Wisdom knows when to keep quiet and when to speak. We are all entitled to our own opinion. But that does not mean we shall always give it to others. Sometimes we just need to keep it to ourselves. Now, most of the time, people don't want our opinions, even if they do ask for it.
You're right.
They just want us to agree with them. So we should be wise about how freely we give our opinion and letting the popular opinion become ours. Know what you believe and why you believe it. Next, refuse to pretend. Wanting to please people is not necessarily an abnormal trait, but oftentimes we find that we simply cannot be what they want us to be. Now, I believe that not being true to oneself is the biggest joy thief that exists. Just fake it till you make it. Remember that saying?
Mm.
Just fake it till you make it. So that is being untrue to yourself and something you should never do. Spirit does not appreciate hypocrites, pretenders, yes, and phonies. Even if what you are right now is not what you know you should be, at least be real. Don't spend your time pretending that you like things you despise or being with people all the time that you don't even enjoy.
Mm.
People pretend to be happy when they are miserable. They try to do jobs that are way over their heads just because they feel they should in order to be admired or to maintain a certain reputation, but have many masks and can become quite adept at changing them when necessary. Now, Ralph Waldo Emerson pointed out that to be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment. Always remember that to accomplish independence, you must be a pretender. You must not be a pretender. Just be yourself. Next, watch children. Now, Spirit says we should become like little children if we expect to re-enter the cycle of birth and death. Now, study the freedom that children enjoy. They are unpretentious and straightforward. They tell it like it is, right? And they don't know. Pure and they honest. They laugh a lot, and they're forgiving and trusting. Children are definitely confident, at least until the world teaches them to be insecure and fearful. We all have to grow up and be responsible, but we don't have to stop enjoying life and ourselves. Don't let the world steal your confidence. Remember that the hand of Spirit has created you on purpose. It has a special, unique, wonderful plan for you. So let's go for it. Don't shrink back, conform, or live in fear. Next, fight off stagnation. Have you ever seen a puddle of water that was stagnant? No circulation, no fresh water source, and the water just sits there. We can also slide into stagnation. It happens a little bit at a time, and often so slowly that it is almost imperceptible. We stop being daring and creative. We settle in, we slip into the world mold and conform to what people expect us to be. Now we can become predictable. Everyone will become stagnant if they don't fight it. It is easy to just float along with everyone else doing the same thing every day. Now, the most valuable thing you can learn is that there are many things you must do on purpose. Now, we purposely take care because we know that it's important. We give on purpose. We actually look for people to be a blessing to, because we have learned the vitality, importance, lesson that Spirit taught about walking in love. We purposely do something that is a little out of the ordinary every once in a while, simply because we refuse to live in stagnation. We purposely spend time every day in meditation with Spirit to create a harmonious day. Don't just put in your time here on earth. Enjoy your life and make the world glad that you are here. Next. Now, with Spirit, all things are possible. Balance is the key to success in everything. Where there is no balance, we always find destruction. People who never learn how to balance their checkbook can end up in a serious financial trouble. Balance is very important. If we don't trust our inner spirit, we will continue to make choices in our lives that will not serve us. We were born perfect. However, we don't always trust our inner voice to guide us through our journey of life. So I have some questions for you. How will you create a balance and an independent self-identity? How will you create a balance and independent self-identity? Number two, what step will you take to prevent people around you to determine your value or behavior pattern? What step will you take to prevent people around you to determine your values or behavior patterns? Number three, what step can you take to stop being a superwoman? Say no. Number four, how will you live an independent life without allowing the moods of others alter yours? Excuse me. Number five, how will you cope with criticism? Times we don't have to take it personally. Criticism is good. The most time a person is talking about themselves when they criticize.
True.
Number six, what are some ways you can protect your self-image? Number seven, what steps are you willing to take to make this world a better place? Now remember, that starts with you, not outside of you. So what steps are you willing to take to make that change within yourself to make this a better world to live in? Now how will you handle a person who wants to dump on you? Have you ever had someone to call you? Now mind you, you are in high spirits, you're doing good, and, you know, had a great day. But you get this phone call, and after the phone call, your heart is heavy, the energy change, and you just feel like someone just sucked the life out of you.
Mm-hmm.
So how can you protect yourself from allowing another individual to just dump on you? Now, it's different for someone calling you to tell you that a loved one probably died or a loved one is sick. But for someone to call you and gossip about all the things that they're going through, and mind you, most of it, they're not taking responsibility for the part they played in to even allow it to be going on. So how would you handle a person who wants to dump on you? So I know, Miss Linda, you can answer that. How would you handle that?
I knew you would answer that. Well, it depends. I'm not going to allow them to dump on me, number one. And usually, as I was speaking of the voice, and I can hear it. Why? Because I'm not going to change my mood. I understand compassion, and I feel for you, but you're not dumping on me because I'm going to go tell them to go meditate, shake some rocks, write in the sand or something. I don't like to use the word get over it because nobody knows how to get over what they need to get over but themselves. So when you're going through something and they just, oh, let it go and get over it, I don't like to do that. I might listen and say, you know, I tell you what, why don't you go take a shower? And if they dump and then show that they're not taking any responsibility at all, then I go in on them, okay? I get in many situations because I deal with a lot of young adults. But, you know, people experience things and they don't understand why. I don't understand why that person did that. You don't try to figure it out. If you're trying to figure it out, you're wasting your energy. Go ask them. See, I believe in dealing directly with the voice. So very few people are allowed to jump on me. And I won't jump on anyone else. So when you say call them, anything that's going to change my energy, I get away from it. Because my temperament and my thankfulness or the way I bring it, you know, being yourself at that particular time, they might not be able to take it. And I would like to answer more of the mood change. So that energy changes your mood, okay, or can mm-hmm. change your mood if you allow it. That's the way I would handle it. But I'm looking at the balance for the independence. And you said something earlier about, as long as you're keeping persons happy, they're fine. My motto is people have no use for you if they cannot use you, which we're all here to be used, but we're not here to be misused. And then they really do not have any use for you when they know they can't use you. And that attitude changes. And when you have wisdom, when you pick up on it, you will decide, do you want to continue this? Is this a form of abuse? Is someone trying to make you where they want to make you? And then you have to sit down and go walk in the woods or stick your feet in some water and think about it and make those decisions quick. Because if you allow it to happen, you can fall into the same energy dumping trend that they're in because they pulled you down there. So, you know, I'm listening to this, and I really like the part that step number three, don't be a superwoman. I put my cape up a long time ago and know how to say no with a smile on my face. But you have to learn that, you know, and we yes. all go through that. Yeah, you mm-hmm. learn it. It's a training because we're all here to help. And if you're a person that moves with your heart, you're saying yes more than no all the time anyway. So you right. have to sort of like pull back because heart people that move with their heart, they're going to automatically jump in there. But then you have to sit back and assess the situation because people will try you, okay?
Right.
they'll try you. So you have to be able to decipher how much you're going to be tried and make your whatever, take those decisions and do, but it has to be about your happiness because you cannot make anybody happy if you're unhappy. And if they don't want to be happy, don't waste your time with them, okay? So, I don't know. Dumping, I don't allow people to dump on me. Nope.
Okay.
No.
But thank you for your honest answer.
Well, you know I'm going to answer it. That's why you asked me. I know you. You know I'm going to. I don't know, but one way.
All right, so maybe you can answer this. So maybe you can answer this for me.
Okay.
Now, what would you do to prevent being defeated by criticism?
You know, I'm like you. People are entitled to their own opinion. They're entitled to that. And there's good criticism. There's bad criticism. But I listen. See, everything is done in the voice and how it's done. Okay? So you know when someone is criticizing you, for another positive level, and you know when someone is criticizing you to try to tear you down. You have to listen, okay? So coming up as a Texan, we were taught how to deal with criticism in our baby formula because that's your opinion, okay? And that might be what you get told. It depends on how I hear it coming. It's not going to weigh me down. It's not going to bring tears to my eyes because I don't know if your glasses are clean or not. I don't know if your ears are clean. You might have dirty lens so you can't see. So therefore, the criticism that you're giving me is something that you can't even see. I don't know. I guess people say that's arrogance or I don't call it arrogance. I call it confidence because we're taught how to deal with criticism in our baby formula, because that's your opinion. That's their opinion. And they're criticizing something that you're doing, and maybe they don't even have the idea of how it's done or why it's done. But yet and still, you this, you that, you that. I like to tell them I'm all that. And I say, you know, you got good observation, and I shut up. And then they don't know what to say because I really, that's your opinion. You're entitled to your opinion. Because that doesn't make me or break me or take anything away from me. It says a lot to me about you.
Right.
So while you're criticizing me or trying to test me, I'm really testing you. If I decide that I want to be involved in your surroundings. So it's their opinion. They're entitled to their own opinion. And really, I get criticized all the time. In many ways. And, you know, when people, like you say, try to make you who you are or what they want you to be or what you should be, living up to their expectations, you see.
Right.
So I don't know, you know, I'll just tell them, you know what? See, there's ways that you can kindly make a person think. And so you're telling me all about me. What I should do, what I shouldn't have done, what I can't. You're telling me all this stuff about me. And I might just tell them, you know what? I hear you. I'm going to think about that maybe. But the last thing that I say when persons come very critical and very controlling and very wanting me to live up to their expectations because, see, they know me, right? They think they know me. That's why they feel that they can tell me this, right? And they could be helping, harming, hindering, or whatever. I just tell them, you know what? You do not know if my name is Linda. You just go on what I tell you it is. And I be quiet. Go think about it. How are you going to tell me right, wrong, do this, that, and you don't even know who you're dealing with? Only I know that. But instead of me saying it that way, I just put it in another way. But it all means the same thing. You're entitled. The only thing that I will stand and make an opinion on if I see something that's done incorrectly or if I see some type of form of injustice, and it has to be inhuman. It's not based on, you know, we're humans here. And if I see something that's totally disrespectful or totally rude or deliberately done, I'm going to speak on it. But as you gain wisdom, you learn a better way of speaking on it, because usually I throw chairs and pictures off the wall. That used to be, okay, because of that temperament. But that has quieted down. That's no longer there. So the statement that you use with using that wisdom, because it's all kind of people out there. And now everybody's going through everything. So I like to take a walk in the woods by myself a lot, okay, and not just to go think, just to get away from all the craziness. Because if you sit in it and let it touch you, the left side of your body, it might rub off on you, and I don't want anything rubbing on me but lotion, okay? So I just have to just pull back. But the criticism part, and you have to be able to take criticism, because that's another person's opinion. And, you know, we, as individuals, we don't do nothing wrong. It's all they, them. Most people will not take responsibility. So if they won't take responsibility, they don't allow criticism. They can't take that either.
Right.
Because if you're taking responsibility and you're understanding, okay, this might be something I'm not looking at. You know, we got eyebrows, but we can't see them, but we all know we got them. Okay, so you as you get wiser, or you trying to go to a different level, or you're trying to get into a different arena, you learn how to pull back and kind of like get a thought, but you don't have to wallow in it. Okay, you have to think about everything that comes to you. First, why is it coming? Is it beneficial? I could open up and do it that way. That's another way of learning. So you have to keep your life open for suggestions and recommendations and criticism, period. But it's up to you what you do with it. So me, you're not going to dump on me, and that's your opinion, period. All about the tone of the voice and how it comes to me, or how we react to it. If I feel your heart and I know it's heartfelt, I'll do heartfelt. If I know you're coming ugly, negative, and nasty, then I might have to have a dialogue with you and tell you you're going to have to go across the room and go tell somebody else that, because it's not working here.
Mm-hmm.
And be ready for the comeback, because you know you got all kind of folks out there. So if you have to straighten it out, or you just... I'm not one to walk away from anything. I never walked away from any situation without telling you why I walked away. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's also how you tell them. But it also, you know, it's how you tell that person when you're walking away.
Yeah. And that will determine how they brought it to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're gonna slang a sword, be able to take a sword. Okay. It depends. It's all in the tone. It's all in the approach.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's all in the approach and how it comes to what it will get. Like, you know, we have a saying: don't bring it if you don't want it. Okay. So if you bring it right, you're gonna get it right. Someone told me something about, it was so funny, something about drama. I said, oh, I love drama. I said, but when I do drama, I'm a professional actress. I go for the Tony or the Oscar, and I just shut up. Now, they had to figure out what I was talking about, didn't they? I knew. But it gave me something to think about, right?
Yeah.
Stephanie, do you need some water?
I have some. Thank you. I just came out because it made me cough.
Oh, okay. But I like to don't be a superwoman. And how will you create the balance and independence in your self-ID? That's very important. because it's so much out there that, that wants you to remain off balance or never get on balance. It's a lot. And it all starts with you.
Yeah, you know, you that goes into the next question, right? So the next question is, what would you do to prevent yourself from allowing people to think they have you tucked away nicely in a little box of their own design?
I can't answer that because I don't usually allow it. That's a hard one to answer. Well, I'll give you one word that was told to me as a child. And my mother always told me to remain mystique. Now, what she meant by that, I don't know. But how can you tuck somebody in a box if they don't know what they who they're dealing with? If you never let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, then how can they put a glove on you?
Uh-huh.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's true.
So if you know, some people, they do things by habit. They're predictable, as you say. I'm not predictable. You can count on me. You can count on my word. If I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to keep my word. But being predictable, that's kind of hard. And a lot of times you find yourself in a situation and you know they're trying to put you in a box. Now that's when I have fun, okay? I play with that. Mm-hmm. I play with that because that's a strengthening tool for me. It's a strengthening tool for me. It's a growth tool for me. Because each time you recognize it and handle it differently, you've grown. So, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Stephanie, are you okay? I can put on a song and let you go get some water or a cough drop or something.
Yeah, I got some water.
Okay.
I'm looking for a cough drop.
Yeah, this
but
weather.
Yeah, and that's true. Yeah, and I think, you know, people that who have, you know, low self-esteem about themselves, they try to tear down another individual to,
yes,
you know, put them in their own little box, in their own, you know, in their own making, because out of fear, not allowing that person to be who they are and to go into their own greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I always tell individuals that are who, you know, when I see that happening, I say, you don't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Where you weak, mm-hmm, whatever you're weak at, you go find the tools that help to groom you to elevate yourself into whatever that you want to become.
Mm.
And I hate to see an individual tearing down another individual because of their jealousy, their envy, or their lack of security,
right,
and self-esteem and self-respect.
Yes. Yes. when you talk about their jealousy, I'll never forget, it was years ago, and I joined this modeling troupe, right? And they was tough. And they had been together a long time. And I was a new person coming in, right? So I'm new,
mm-hmm,
so that means they have to give up some of them garments, okay? So we had a show. And we had a show, and it was at the Playball Club. And I think this was the first time I had worn this garment. And the garment had a lot of fringes on it. And you had to walk hard, you know, to make those fringes move, right? And all of a sudden, I felt this cold air. But I couldn't stop, you know. You got your cape in one arm, and you know everything is placed where it has to be. So you got to going, right? And I noticed that I was, every time I get exit the stage, the photographer would keep me back. So what happened, the top that I had on was like a halter bra top, right? And that bouncing, you know, walking hard, my little boob peeked out, and it said hello to everybody, right? But I had to keep going. Wait, it was funny. So I'm new. And so, you know, they're going to pad a new girl up. Your boob fell out. You know what I did? I said, first of all, we're in the Playboy Club. Mm-hmm. And if Lola Solana's boob can fall out in Las Vegas, why can't mine fall out here? And they were all sitting around having their shots and, you know, when you know, in the dressing room and stuff. I said, let me end this right now. Let me let them see who the new girl is. I jumped on top of the table, kicked over all the drinks, stood over them like a jolly green giant and said, y'all, I'm not going to use that word. I said, y'all just jealous, and got down off the table. You know, I had no more problems out of those ladies for all the 10 years that I was with them. I said, no, I'm getting ready. I'm getting ready.
Oh, she's the food.
Uh-huh. They say, what?
She's the food.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. I might be the newbie up in here, but I'm going to call you what you are, and you can't stop nothing. I had no more problems out of them. I think that was my second show. Yeah, Where I come from, we don't have bullies. Because if there was any bullies there, they were no longer. I didn't hear about the word bully till I left Texas, because Texas don't have no bullies, okay? So don't even try it. I'll never forget it, but they found out criticizing who not to. And, you know, in that type of meaning, you're going to all take criticism. But, no, let me stop this right now. And they were looking like, did she just do that? Yes, I did. Mm-hmm. You're just jealous. And I was standing over them on the table looking down on them like the jolly green giant. I said, you know what, Linda, you just, yeah, but I had to do that, okay? I had to do that. And that's, I guess the young adults would say, establishing yourself, all right? Because this is I had to get that establishment. And it's just like keeping that balance. But as you gain wisdom, as you mature, you never let that go. I don't let that go. That's still me. But I do it in a different way. Okay? You always, whatever your balancing skill is, you continue to use it. You just learn how to put more links there. Mm-hmm. And some people take it as arrogant. And who cares? Like I say, you're entitled to your own opinion. But if you bring it in the kitchen, you're going to get it in the kitchen. I'm not taking it to the living room. And if you think that pulling it out and you want to see it and I pick up on it, I'll go the opposite way on you. You'll never be able to pin me. I come when you least expect it, because I got you. I know what you're looking for, and I don't feel like giving it to you right now. See, it's all up to me. So when you don't let emotions get in play, and you have to learn how not to take things, like you say, personal. You have to look at the source, see how it's coming, understand where other people are going through. When you can slow down and do that, you won't get emotional. See, when you get emotional, you can't think, okay? Right. So you say what you have to say, approach who you have to approach, and put the ball in their hand and watch them. Mm-hmm. And take your notes. See, when you drop that brick, you want to make sure you don't have to drop it but one time. And usually I used to drop it with chains. Now I drop it with velvet ropes. Okay, you see, isn't that great? How we go through life and the things that we learn. So these things that we're talking about, you know, to do not let people determine your value or your behavior, that all starts with us. And know what? That's not anything that can you can read about in a book, because it starts with you and it works in and out. You have to constantly work on yourself. It's a every minute thing, because it's everything coming at you. And as Tiffany and I, you know, we're in these six retrogrades moving out here in this universe. Energy is flying up. We have six retrogrades happening back to back to back to back. It is so much energy, I tell people to hold on to the doorknob, okay? So when you wake up in the morning and your head is to the left and then jump over to the right, if you understand the energies that you're moving around, take out some time, get some research, study your course in the chakras and understand how to balance yourself, you don't have to worry about being emotional, do you? Because you're in balance. When a lot of energy is moving, when things are happening, when people are expecting you to be what they want you to be, that's why this title, Breaking Away from Other People's Expectations, is so great. But everything you do is great. That's why we love you. You make us think, okay, and we like that. And you also pick me out. You be putting me out there. You know if you ask me a question, I'm going to answer it.
Yeah, you know, I have known you a while now, Linda, and just to see the growth in you, it's amazing.
Wow. You think it's amazing to you? What do you think I'd be saying? What? Hey, okay. I did that. Yeah, because, you know, yeah. Well, when you're trying to, the behavior. Is, you know, you can say things, you can write words on paper, you can do all of that. That doesn't mean a thing. It's the actions that you take and the behavior
right.
that you display. Okay?
Right.
And when persons are, I don't even know why people do it. I think it's a waste of time, me, myself. I guess they don't have nothing to do. Or a lot of times, like you say, they have to step on someone to make them feel like somebody, or, you know, they don't recognize their greatness, so they don't know how to step into it and stay there and take other people with you. See, when you gain something or you learn something that's going to be beneficial to help society and make a change in the world, as you said in that last question, what are you going to do? To do that, that takes work. And it's work for everybody, because we're all in connected in here together, okay? No one is no different than the other one. I've been in situations, you know, I like antique cars. I like old clunkers. I like them because they still in Los Angeles. I'm not going to get snatched out of no Bentley by my ponytail. I'm a Bentley girl, but I won't drive one in Los Angeles. I'll go to Texas and drive them, but I won't drive them here. Okay, because it's a lot of highway there. So you got a lot of room to get away from anybody that's chasing you. And we come from, you know, car people. You got highway. You got persons out there. My family, they're car buffs, you know. They might have six different cars lined up in the driveway. Oh, and I'm on my way to go get another one. They're car people. My nephew, he builds cars. I've seen him build them. So cars don't mean anything to me. Because I tell most people, I came home from the hospital in the Mercedes. You ain't know that, did you? So that's not important. But you have a lot of them. Oh, you need to drive a new car. Well, shit, I'm taking presents. Put that Bentley out there with that red bow on it. Okay? But I have sense enough to know that when you drive a high-end car, it needs to be around its relatives, okay? Its cousins and stuff. And where we are, we don't have a lot of high-end cars. So does that make sense? So those type of things are irritating to me. They don't irritate me, but I just have to shut them down and tell them, you know how many Rolls Royces I told up at the age of 15? And then they get real quiet. Because they don't know, do they? Were they with me at 15? Huh? So I'm finding methods to give you something to think about. Don't step here. Because that's not what we're trying to do. So when you say people put you in a box, or people jump on you, or what are you going to do to make the world a better place? Start with yourself first. Because it don't take but one. Put it out there. Take the action. Watch your behavior. Watch your wording. And watch your company that you keep. Think alike. You know, people are pretending, like you say, they're phony. Well, I wrote it down. I put a big star by it. They come pretending. They're phony. They're hypocrites. All of that stuff. Okay? But then when they realize it, I think she's smarter than I think she is. Okay, watch them. Either they'll keep encouraging and inspiring, or their whole attitude changes. But you have to keep in mind that it starts with you, and you're not there for them to encourage you and inspire you. Probably they're taking more to them than they're offering you. Now, that's what I tell the youth. I say, so don't worry about that bully. Don't worry about what that person said to you. Don't worry about when you go in the classroom, this and that happens. Don't worry about that, because I can guarantee you that you're taking to them more than they're offering you. Okay? And if that's what you choose to do, if that is the way you want to spread your wings, then you continue. Yeah, nobody has the time. People play a lot of games. You know how we used to get, you know, people say, oh, well, Linda, I don't want to argue with you. I'm a Texan. Texans don't argue. Have you ever seen one argue, Stephanie?
No.
Okay. Texans don't argue. I'm a Texan. I was born and raised in the state of Texas, the land of the red, red sands. I'm out here. I enjoy the weather. I enjoy California. And Texans don't argue. Mm-hmm. Why we don't waste our energy? That's a waste of energy. That is so crazy. That's a waste of energy. They could be using that energy, putting another barbecue rib on the grill. They don't have time for that. And that's one thing that no matter your basics stay with you, you find a different way to display them, but those basics don't ever leave. I don't care what kind of technology, what changes, basics of anything never leave. And when I work with the children, I say, if you get these basics, you don't have to worry because they never change. People might want to change them, like you say, break away from other people's expectations. They might want change. But if you got that basic down in you, sometimes you'll slip away from it, but you'll go back to it. Appreciate the compliment that you gave me. You've seen my growth, Stephanie. That puts a smile on my face. But it puts a bigger smile on my face when I can recognize it also. You know where I'm going? I recognize it. And it's funny to me. I just get tickled. That's why I can play with you. Okay? Because I know from when to where. And you have no idea. That's why persons that you see people and they're so calm and they have those beautiful smiles on their face, you know, they probably recognize their growth too. They recognize it. I've had someone say, oh, well, you should live joyfully. I say, well, what makes you think I'm not living joyfully? Look at me. Mm-hmm. Look at my growth. Now, isn't that joyful? And what can you say? Who are you to say what joy is? We believe in suffer what there is to suffer and enjoy what there is to enjoy. So what does that tell you? We don't roll with the punches, right? We have the stamina to roll with the punches. And, you know, you got a lot of people around. You know, I'm going to start selling earplugs because, you know, you get in different situations and you have a lot of people around that let other people get in their ear. I don't, what is that about? Can't you think for yourself? We done took this show somewhere else. Stephanie, we talking about expectations, but it's all falling in expectations. I'm going to go back down the line. Stop being a superwoman. 10% of people won't like you, know it, so why you, you got to like yourself. I've had people say, well, so-and-so don't like you. I said, well, I don't expect so-and-so to like me because so-and-so don't like herself. So how can I expect her to like me? Okay.
Right.
I'm not looking for that. What I have to do as a human being, as a humanitarian, person walking on this earth, is to continue to like myself so that I may continue to like all. You see where I go with that? Period.
And that's where it starts.
Yeah, I can't help it because that's a problem. You know, people try to control you. Now, I've always been in the gray area for that because you got a problem with it. You got a big problem. I'm working on it. I'm really working on it. But I like to turn my own dials. You know, you might get in a situation where you would have to pull back or do it a different way. But control, they got a problem. They really got a problem. And you have to learn, as you say, to cope with criticism. We talked about that. Know your heart. When you know your heart, you know how to protect your heart, too. And that's when that yes comes in. But you soon change that. And do something outrageous. Now, that put a smile on my face because I'm always looking for outrageousness. You say do something, not all the time, right? Is that what I understood you to say now? Okay. Keep life fresh and exciting. Don't do it all the time. You don't want to have to be known as every step you take is outrageous, but do it sometime. And I had to jot it down here to respect and affirm, okay? And that's the type of people you want to be around. But when you are secure with yourself or when you pretty much know yourself, you prefer to be around individuals that are respectful, that are conduct themselves. But sometimes you're going to run into those that don't have no respect. And then you have to have dialogue with yourself and decide what you want to do. Because persons that are disrespectful don't even know how to spell it. So you want to know if you're going to have class and teach them how to spell it, if you want to mention it to them or what. That's decisions that we have to make. And you want to refuse to pretend. Now, do you think I have a problem with, pretending? What does that mean? When you think, break down pretend to me. Well, that's why it don't register.
Yeah, pretend fake. Pretend something that's not. Okay.
Well, that no wonder it didn't register. Okay, so we'll go on to the next one. We talked about the hypocrites and the phonies that fall in that same category and how we all know about the masks that we wear. And lastly, we ended up with removing that mask and being yourself. So these points that we have talked about, and one other thing, fight off stagnation. Now, that's a tricky one, because you can slip in it real easily. But usually, like if I find myself getting stagnant, it's like somebody has thrown me in a hot pot of water. I have to jump up immediately. Because that's not going to work, okay, to get things going. Well, when we understand how to break away from other people's expectations, what we're really doing is, I'm trying to find the word. We're breaking the, you know, I'm talking about that shell. We're breaking the hard shell, or is it vice versa? It you're breaking all of that stuff that has been fed to you. You know, like you say, the children, they're taught all of the ugliness because they're pure. That's why I like working with young adults. I love working with babies because they're going to tell you the truth. You don't have to worry. When children are so pure that, you know, I'll give you an example, tell you a story. My sister, when she baby died, and she had two girls, and then she said, well, this guy's coming over. And I'm not really sure. I said, okay. I said, put the team on him. Okay? Send them out there. They'll tell you exactly what he's about. And watch them. They're pure. Yeah, they're very pure. They have to be taught ugly. They have to be taught mean. I'm not going to speak on them for being selfish because, you know, they don't want nobody playing with their toys, okay? Now, that's something that they learn at an early age. And you have to teach them quickly how to share. And mentioning children, I just wanted to tell you that I saw those babies and all of your family portraits. Them babies look just like you. They got your eyes, okay? All those kids. Them grandbabies. Now, whose kids are you? Chantel, I saw two sets. I haven't met them all, but I know they all come from you started it all. They're beautiful.
Actually, you saw three sets.
Okay.
You saw my, you know, and those are the girls. You haven't seen my 15 grandboys.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, those, you know, I was just celebrating, you know, National Daughters Day.
Yes, I saw
I was just honoring my daughters and my granddaughters. But however, I have 15 more grandsons, so to add with those daughters and grandsons.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I guess the next family reunion, I'm going to have to come on out there so I can sit out and they all got you in them. And I can just imagine how beautiful they are. Yeah, I saw the pictures of the little one. And then I don't remember. And then it was Shante and yourself. I haven't seen the girls in so long. But they were beautiful. And it was a beautiful honoring. I said, they all got Stephanie's eyes. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, what thing?
So it was a pretty busy day. Well, you know, we're going to, you can pull it out of me. I didn't get on the theater stage today, but that's what you do it for, and I enjoy every minute of it because it gives me an opportunity to open up and let people know. People move or they feel better when they know you're just as open and going through what they go through. That's why we're not CNN over here, okay? I've had a lot of people say, "Lastly, we're not CNN. We share, we care, we're open, whatever you want to talk about." Well, maybe nobody will listen to that. Well, if one person is listening and we keep them from jumping off the bridge, we have done our job, okay? So that's the way we roll here. And persons like yourself and Tiffany comes on and she admires listening to your stuff and she cannot get on or join. She wants to always, you know, go back and listen to the shows because they do archive, so you can always go back, all the way back. And if it's something you want to pull up, and we're getting ready to go to another level on this, and I'll be talking to you about that. I'm getting ready to put a call out there because I'm setting up a training, and I might want to talk to all 15 of those young men, okay, because I have to get ready to do some workshops. But it's going to be for the youth and young men and young ladies too. But I'll talk to you about it. I just don't want to put the P's out right now, but it's happening. So listeners, look out for it because it's coming. We have to take care of. We must have our successors ready in any way that we possibly can. So that's why I'm here. And my purpose is to keep the vow, and my vow is the youth. Sometimes I have to deal, and I love dealing with the youth. The problem I have to go is the parents send me back to school. Okay, then mama, we're going to have to do something for them too, but we'll talk about that. I have something in store for the mamas and the parents and the daddies. But right now I'm looking for my youth because they're hurting, they're seeking, and I know from experience that if you want something done, give it to one of them and it's done immediately. That's how much I love them because they're smart as whips and they know how to get your job done. They understand their greatness, and I'm going to make sure they keep remembering it, okay? Because they're not our future, they're our present, and so I have to fulfill this vow out here. So we will be talking about that. And on this note, we're wrapping it up. We'll break away from other people's expectations She put me on the pulpit again. I'm sorry, you guys, but that's the way Stephanie Haynes do it, and I love every minute of it. Where are we going to go next week? Where are we moving into?
We'll be moving into honoring ourselves.
Oh, my goodness. Shall I put all my crowns on my head next week? Okay. I'm going to put all my crowns on and be sure to be sitting in the queen's chair. Okay, and you pull up yours, too. And I'll notify all the other queens to get their crowns together because we're going to be honoring ourselves. That's another good one. Everything you do, your creativity, your care, your love, it's just a beautiful thing. I'm so glad that we have the opportunity to take up some of your time so you can care and share. We love you.
Well, yeah, Miss Linda.
I know it. I've been there. You can depend. If something happens, you got people that say you'll walk on ice to get to somebody. Well, I'll walk on air to get to Stephanie Haynes because I know that she'll walk on air to get to me. And that is what it's all about. We're going to start a new trend out here. Eventually, everybody will be caring. And they'll be doing the same thing if we keep this work up. I gave the quote today about our voices. And this is a quote from my mentor, Dr. Sakaru Keita. And I said, our voices resonate with life because it is so, it can touch the lives of others. The caring and compassion infused in voice finds passage to the listener's soul, striking his or her heart and causing it to sing out. The human voice summons something profound from deep within and can even compel a person into action. And that is by Dr. Sakaru Keita. And I want to shout out, I don't know if it's morning, evening, or night in Japan, but I know they listen over there. You know, we cover a lot of territory. We're in Canada, we're in the UK, we're in Korea, we're in Japan. I'll have to share that with you. But Japan, I know cherry blossoms are not coming until April, but I have pictures here. That's Sakaru Keita, my mentor, that guides and gives us the direction to be the best that we can be. And I'm sharing it with all of you. Stephanie, we love you out here. Give us one word to close it out with, something that we can think about until you come back on next Tuesday.
Yes. Well, I want everybody to make sure to say no without feeling guilty.
Oh, I'm writing that with big words. Say no without feeling guilty. Ooh, that's a good one. Ooh.
Yes.
Oh, please, can you say that again?
Yeah, so say no feeling guilty.
Okay.
Yeah.
We don't go with that. And you know we get the guilt. And that takes a while to get through that guilt feel, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
So, well, we can't answer for an individual. I wonder, I'm going to take a contest out there and put that question out there. And how did you feel when you first said no? What did it make you feel like? That's a good gauge,
yeah.
Isn't it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how did you feel? And we'll use it with the... Okay, how did you feel? Okay. When you first said first no.
Right. Especially if you're that individual that always giving.
Yes.
And thinks you have to give.
Yes. Okay. I got you. I can't remember when I first, I'm a yes person. I'm a giver. I had to learn how to decipher to give, but the givers, they don't give to get, but I'm a giver. But then I also know how to say no, too. I also know how to say no, but I'm a giver. But I seek out other givers and make everybody happy. Givers are track takers, believe me. They do. They definitely do. So takers, that's just still looking for a giver. So that's
right.
when you go through enough of them, you learn how to say no real quick, okay?
Right.
And on that note, listeners, this is Stephanie Haynes, author of The Human of the Womb. And we talked about breakaways from other people's expectations. Do only what you need to do. And her last words to us was, say no without feeling guilty. And on that note, Stephanie, please have a good evening. We're going to close out here, and I will be talking with you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And my expectations of me are highly, and I'm the only one that can place those expectations on it. So, listen, be the only one that allow expectations to come and make sure they're your own, okay? We're going to cut out. We love you. Waking up for Linda McShane. Cherry blossoms in Japan. Hello, Japan. Love you.
You and me. Showing others how to live.
We care, share, we love,